It is election season in India, and of the five states that will announce election results this week, one has the potential to be a major upset. In the state of West Bengal, the world's oldest elected communist government may give way to a new political party. Commentator Sandeep Roy is back home in India. He found himself one of many international journalists following that election.
At a recent street-side rally in Calcutta, Mamata Banerjee says the eyes of the whole world are on West Bengal. Mamata is India's railway minister, but she wants to be chief minister, the elected head of West Bengal's government. And she wants to topple the ruling Communist Party. Mamata doesn't promise anything radical. More industry, investment, clean government, and change. In Calcutta, usually nothing much changes. It was once the capital of British India. But these days, it's the city that time and India forgot. Trams still trundle down the congested streets. But this election has everyone abuzz, says historian Bharati Ray.
To oust a government after 35 years of rule, a communist government, particularly after what happened in Russia and what is happening in Cuba, is of international interest.
During those 35 years, elections don't seem to have changed very much. Posters still flutter from the backs of rickshaws. The Communist Party faithful march down the streets shouting, "Long live the revolution!" But both campaigns tiptoed across new frontiers. Mamata's Trinamool Congress Party got into social media. The local newspaper said the Communists' website was better. But Trinamool Vice President Derek O'Brien says his side won the cookie race. Hammer and sickle cookies for the Communists, or Trinamool cookies with their three-leaf cloverish logo.
And I was very happy to note that we were selling 8 to 2. And the cookie was very expensive by Indian standards, was $1.50.
But campaign cookies and text messages and town hall debates are just the icing of democracy. The real story of change is the way elections are reported and conducted now, says journalist Ruchir Joshi. Politics can be dangerous in India. A few years ago, West Bengal police shot dozens of people during a protest.
A lot of nastiness in Indian politics would happen because, hey, who's going to see? I'm just going to put a bullet through your head. That is more and more difficult to do now.
This time, a strengthened election commission monitored polling places. And television and the internet reach into the smallest communities now.
For the first time, the normal public has a sense that I can go and vote for who I want. There is a kind of bubble. There is a kind of special election time defensive bubble around, which gives people a lot of courage.
As an American citizen now, I couldn't vote in this election. But all around me, I see people with ink-stained fingers. It's so they couldn't vote twice. But it's also an indelible stamp of courage and the faith Indians have in their chaotic democracy.
Sandeep Roy is culture editor for firstpost.com. He's currently in India on leave from New America Media in San Francisco.